Someone asked me about a friend who was delivering non-kosher food via Uber Eats. He was an Uber Eats driver and he was delivering this non-kosher food. He goes up to the apartment and he sees that there is a mezuzah on the apartment door. So it could be a Jew, likely a Jew. And the question is, can you allow to deliver the non-kosher food to a Jew? So the Gemara deals with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Beis deals with the definition of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver lo tein michshol means that you can't place a stumbling block in front of someone, and that's interpreted by the Gemara to mean that you can't assist someone in the person sinning. The two cases in the Gemara are providing wine to a nazir and providing aver min hachai, limb from a living animal, to a non-Jew. So the prohibition of lifnei iver applies whether you assist a Jew to sin or whether you assist a non-Jew to sin for one of his sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. And so the question is, when you're giving the food, delivering the food to this Jew, presumably, in this apartment, so presumably you are violating lifnei iver, but not so fast. The Gemara is very clear that you only violate lifnei iver if it's a case of two sides of the river, meaning what? You're on one side of the river and you have the Nazir wine, and the Nazir is on the other side of the river, and he can't get to the wine. He cannot sin without you. So that's when we violate lifnei iver. It's only when the person cannot sin without your assistance here, the person can get the non-kosher food from anyone and anywhere. So this is not a situation of lifnei iver, because again, this is not a case of two sides of the river. He can get the food by himself. You're just assisting him in his sin. Now, by the way, we're assuming here that the person is Jewish. Maybe the person is not Jewish. Maybe even though he has a mezuzah, it could be from a former owner. Maybe it's a couple that's intermarried. So it's not clear that the person is Jewish. But even if the person is Jewish, it's not a violation of lifnei iver. Now, there's another prohibition. There's a rabbinic prohibition called Misayel Dvar Aveira. That's found in Tosfos Shabbos Daf Gimel and Aleph, who points out that even in a case of one side of the river where the person can sin without you, there still is an obligation, Shechayv Lafrisho Meiser, that you have to separate the person from sin. And when you help the person sin, you violate the rabbinic prohibition of Misayel Dvar Aveira. Now, this is what Tosfos holds. The question is, are we passing like this Tosfos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia, Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Se'iv Vav, writes that some people say, Ish Omrim, that when we say you're not allowed to sell items that are used for Avodah Zarah for a non-Jew, that's only if they cannot find this Avodah Zarah elsewhere, because then it's a lifnei iver case. However, if they can purchase their Avodah Zarah in another place, then you can sell them anything. Why? Because there's no prohibition of lifnei iver when it comes to this, because they can sin without you. However, the Rama writes, "V'yesh machmirin," but some are strict. Then the Rama writes, though, "V'nagul ha'kasar rishona," but some custom is to be lenient, like the first opinion, to be lenient and to allow him to sell. However, v'chol bal nefesh yachmir latzmo. But he says that any bal nefesh, any soulful person, should be strict. So the Rama has basically four different rulings, or he goes back and forth. It's permitted if he can sin elsewhere without your help, but some are strict. But the custom is to be lenient, but a bal nefesh should be strict. So it would seem to be that if we want to be a bal nefesh, we want to be someone who's a bal nefesh, a soulful, especially soulful person, then we should not even assist someone into sinning. So one could argue, if you lose your job by not delivering it to this Jewish, presumably Jewish person, then maybe you don't have to be a bal nefesh and you don't have to be strict and you don't have to lose your job in order to do this. However, there's another way potentially to be lenient as well, and that is the Shach writes that maybe the reason he wants to suggest that the reason why we are lenient he thinks maybe we'd be more lenient when it comes to a non-Jew, because maybe Misayel Dvar Aveira doesn't apply to a non-Jew. Maybe Misayel Dvar Aveira is the opposite of the mitzvah of tochacha. There's a mitzvah of tochacha that you have to rebuke another Jew. So obviously, you can only rebuke a non-Jew if you can perhaps influence their behavior and their rules of when you're allowed to rebuke, when you don't have to rebuke. But the flip side of rebuking someone to try to encourage someone to do a mitzvah is that you cannot encourage them and help them sin. So the Shach writes that if there's a situation where there's no mitzvah of tochacha, there's no prohibition of misar ledvaravera, of assisting someone in sinning. And therefore, since the mitzvah of tochacha doesn't apply to a non-Jew, then that's why you're allowed to sell the non-Jew something that he's going to use for his avodah zarah, because if he can get it elsewhere, because there's no mitzvah, there's no prohibition of misar ledvaravera, because there's no mitzvah of tochacha. And this would also apply to a Jew who's a mumar, to a Jew who is a public Sabbath violator, for example. So maybe one can argue as well that if someone openly eats non-kosher food or gets non-kosher food, presumably he's also not Shabbos observant. Maybe he's in the category of a mumar, in which case there's no prohibition, there's no mitzvah of tochacha. The Be'er Halacha writes there's no mitzvah of tochacha for a mumar, and therefore there would be no prohibition of misar ledvar aveira. So therefore, if you're going to lose your job by not delivering it, this non-kosher food, to a presumably a Jewish person, so then it would be permissible to deliver it. Also, there's another halacha about potentially, are you allowed to engage in macholos asuros? There, the Shulchan Aruch Yerodea tells us that there's a special rabbinic prohibition of dealing in macholos asuros. But Moshe in Yerodea, Chelak Aleph, Siman Nun Aleph, that says it only applies to someone who owns the business, but not a delivery man, which is the case in our scenario.